101.9 High FM, One Nation, One Station.
Welcome, Professor Shoup. How are you?
Thank you, Kathy. Very well, thank you. How are you?
Excellent. All the better for hearing your lovely voice again. It's very calming.
Well, thank you.
You're the perfect person to report on COVID-19. You realize this?
Oh, well, thank you.
Very calm.
I'll try my best.
Reassuring.
I'll try my best.
So, Prof, I got you some extra time today because there's two topics that we actually would love to cover with you this afternoon. And the first is whether COVID is in fact a blood vessel disease or a respiratory disease.
Yeah, Sam, we did discuss, as you said, a little bit, a couple of weeks ago. But I think there still is some confusion. I think the confusion, some medical practitioners are kind of putting out there, it is not really a respiratory disease, but more actually is a blood vessel disease. Now, I thought I'd try and kind of clarify things. So, really, what happens when the virus gets into the body? What's the sequence of events? Well, clearly, it gets into the body in the upper respiratory tract. We know that it gets to the nose and to the throat. That's the first site where the virus gets into the body. From there, it can spread downwards, and this is in a minority of cases. Most cases, it'll just remain in the upper respiratory tract. But unfortunately, in some cases, it'll go down to the respiratory tract, and what we mean by that, it gets into the lungs. And then it'll infect the cells of the air sacs in the lungs. We call them pneumocytes, but it's the cells of the air sacs of the lung. From there, the virus can also infect the lining of the blood vessels. We call those the endothelial cells, and it can also get into the bloodstream, called a viremia, where it can spread to the rest of the body. So it damages these lung cells, these cells in the air sacs, and also it increases the permeability of the blood vessels. That results in fluid getting into the lungs. We call it edema. And that can also damage the lungs, get fibrous tissue being laid down, fibrosis, and also the damage to the blood vessels can cause clotting abnormalities. And there's been a number of reports of strokes in young people. So in the end stage, what happens is that there's an immune response to this. We get a sudden deterioration, what we call acute respiratory distress, and that's due to a whole cascade of inflammatory mediated, inflammatory proteins. It's often referred to as a cytokine storm. So why is this really important? Well, it's important, first of all, for the control. The main control is the respiratory control. All these things are to prevent respiratory droplets, the masking, the physical distancing, to prevent respiratory droplets being inhaled, being transmitted from an infected person to a susceptible person. So control is important. It's a respiratory disease. The blood vessel is the blood vessel pathology is just a secondary complication. Also clinically, the clinical symptoms are mainly respiratory difficulty, difficulty in bleeding and breathing and so on. Certainly the complications may be due to blood vessel abnormalities and many organs may be involved. And the main treatment, of course, is oxygen and also drugs to suppress the virus or else to suppress the immune system. So it is primarily a respiratory disease. The blood vessel component is a secondary complication. So primary respiratory, the vascular side is a complication.
Interesting. No, that absolutely is clear. Absolutely. This time I got it. And clearly that has an effect on the way one treats it. But talking about treatments, news sources went wild this week from Monday onwards about a potential breakthrough in the United Kingdom with discovering a vaccine. Stock markets got all excited. Stocks went up. Is this hype? Is this real? Is this fake promises? Talk to us about this, in particular the British.
Yeah, it's real. There are actually well over 100 candidate vaccines which are being investigated in various countries around the world. But the kind of most advanced stages are three vaccines. There's a vaccine in the States called an RNA vaccine by a company called Moderna. There's a vaccine in China, which is also an advanced, fairly advanced stage. And there's a vaccine coming out of the University of Oxford. It's called the Jenner Institute, named after Edward Jenner. It's an institute in the University of Oxford. And that's also, been driven by a company called AstraZeneca. Now, this last group, the University of Oxford, are also involved in South Africa and in Brazil in the clinical trials. Now, all three of these are, when I say advanced, there are various stages. I think I mentioned once before, a little while back. There's phase one, phase two, and phase three. The phase one trials are the preliminary evaluations to see what's the dose. Is it eliciting an immune response? Do we get neutralizing antibodies? Is it stable and so on? It's those preliminary characteristics you want to characterize while you're evaluating the vaccine. So on all three of vaccines, in fact, all three of these front runners, the results have been very promising. First of all, there's been a good immune response, good neutralizing antibodies have been elicited in volunteers, and also almost no side effects, been a very, very safe vaccine. Now, this, of course, only done in relatively small numbers of volunteers. They're sort of like preliminary exploratory studies. The main study is what we call a phase three study. They often combine phase one and phase two together. Yeah. The phase three is the one which tests the efficacy. How good is it in protecting against infection? And for that, you need a large number, in the thousands. Now, and of course, in the States, for that Moderna, the RNA vaccine, the Moderna vaccine, they've got plenty of volunteers in the States because they're having a runaway epidemic there.
Sure.
But in England and in China, not so much. So they're looking at volunteers outside, and that's where they came to South Africa. I don't know where the Chinese one, they're not involved in South Africa at all. But the British one is involved in South Africa and Brazil. And the results so far, the preliminary evaluation has been very positive. But there's still quite a ways to go. We're not there yet. So we shouldn't get too excited that we're going to have vaccines on the shelf just yet. What happens now, of course, is the phase three trials, the efficacy trials, that takes quite a bit longer. Because as you can imagine, you've got to kind of wait until these thousands of people are exposed to the virus and see does the vaccine protect. That's going to take quite a while to do. And then we've got the other big factor, and that's the scaling up of the manufacturing process.
Sure.
Because we're talking about not of millions of doses, we're talking about billions with a B,
sure.
Billions of doses. And that's really where the vaccine would kind of come in. It's got to be safe, obviously. It's got to be effective, obviously. It's got to be cheap, and it's got to be relatively available. In other words, large numbers have to be produced before it's really going to make any impact on the pandemic.
Incredible. Yeah, when you think of the scale of the rollout, it's actually quite incredible. Yeah. How do you decide?
England ordered 100 million doses yesterday, Cathy, from this particular company. I mean, that's just boggles the brain.
But, you know, in prior year, you know, the vaccines that we used to, they would take about 5 to 10 years to actually, from the time they are, the time the candidate vaccines, in other words, the prototypes are available till the time they're actually available. So this is really going, as they say in the States, at warp speed.
Just shows you where there's a will, there's a way. And there was certainly a will in this case.
And money to get.
Big pharmaceutical money. Professor Shoup, thank you so much for your time. It's always a pleasure
to speak to
you, and wish you a Shabbat Shalom. We'll catch you on
Monday. Shabbat Shalom.
All right. God bless. Stay safe. Don't drink the hand sanitizer. Thanks.